Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Sorry about that. Wishing my life away. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, the articles, the archives, all those things there that we have that we update every week, every day, actually. We come up with something new to put on the homepage there that will lead you to other things. And if you don't see what you need right there on the homepage, just click around in some of the resources or type your idea, your concern, your pain, your opportunity, whatever it is, type it into the search engine, and I bet we got something that will help you. We've been doing this a long time. We've been posting it all on the site there, so check it out. We built it just for you. Gail Buskey's body of work is there, too. Gail has been with us as a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's the founder and the president of Team DoubleClick. They're in the business of virtual assistants, right, Gail?
You're absolutely right. We've got somewhere around 70,000 virtual assistants that we have to choose from. Not all of them are working, of course, but we've got all of that talent out there. And you know, something we've done too is we've made sure that any of our virtual assistants that we assign to our clients are U.S. based. Mm-hmm. People have gotten tired over the years of seeing all of our jobs go overseas, and there are communication problems and
right.
time zone problems. So we've made sure that all of our people are U.S.-based, and we interview them and screen them and test them, and we kick the tires and all
That's,
of that.
That time zone thing is kind of important for a lot of people, isn't it? I mean, for example, you're not only matching up the right person for the job, but somebody on the East Coast might not want somebody on the West Coast, or the schedules might not work out, or vice versa.
You're absolutely right.
So you got to reach it at times. Sometimes it doesn't matter. For example, you know, I've got a. He's not a teleworker, but he's not a. He's not an employee, but he's a. Our main web designer that we mm-hmm. use lives in Estonia. Mm-hmm. Now he's from here, but he moved to Estonia. But we there's some significant time zone issues there, but we work around that. But if you've got
right.
somebody who's going to be working side by side with you in a virtual way, so to speak, you don't want them on 3 or 8 time zones away from you.
Exactly. You need to be a little bit closer so that you can communicate. You know, if the virtual assistant is just going to bed when you're getting up, it doesn't work usually.
So that's one of those requirements for a virtual assistant is a time zone thing. If you're in America, if you work with Gail, you're going to get America's. Now these people are not your employees, and they won't. They are people that you're basically a clearinghouse. You're the nexus between what I need and a person that you know about that could help me.
And that's exactly right. We talk to our clients and potential clients, and you know, with them we work with them to figure out what tasks they need to have done. You know, what time frames those tasks need to be done in. We, to a degree, as best we can, you know, do a little bit of personality assessment, too. You know, are you really high-strung and somebody else that's high-strung, you know, they're going to grate against your nerves, so we need
right.
somebody a little calmer.
Or you're laid back and placid like me, right? You might be,
exactly.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then we do that matchmaking, and you know, we stay involved in the process as well. We introduce the virtual assistant and the client so that they can get to know one another in a neutral, I guess, environment, if you will, over the telephone, and then we set the two about working together, and then the client works directly with the virtual assistant, so they communicate, well, on a daily basis if necessary, but, you know, that's kind of dictated by whatever the client
right.
needs, and then they converse by telephone, email.
Is it possible that a virtual assistant could if somebody had a business and they needed to come into the 21st century. They were not quite, you know, they weren't up on all the technology and all the tools that could be done, especially maybe some of the social media stuff. Is it possible that you could help find a virtual assistant who could sort of bring the owner along, the employer along a little bit on that?
I'm glad you asked. We've actually been working really hard the last several months finding virtual assistants who are familiar with social media and then doing more training with them so that we can bring them even more up to speed and get them a little bit more advanced.
Well, the reason I put that out is because, see, we're talking about virtual assistants, but that kind of, sometimes I think people think that means secretary, but folks, that's not what this is necessarily all about. I mean, if I needed somebody who just, all I wanted them to do was just get me established and get me, keep me up to date and current and keep my operation and the things that I do current with regard to social media, I mean, that's, you would call them a virtual assistant, but that would be their assignment. Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely. We've got virtual assistants that are out there setting up business pages on Facebook. They're setting up fan pages. They're finding friends for clients. And, the social media, the thing is to find as many friends as you can or followers if you're talking Twitter. And you start conversations online. And that the eventual goal is you start that conversation online and then you eventually try to pull that lead or that person offline and get them into your business, whatever your business it is.
About what is the cost? What's an average cost per hour for a virtual assistant?
It's around $25 an hour.
Right.
Which I know,
and that's all.
Like
that's all in, right? That's taxes and everything.
That's everything. So you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay FICA. You don't have to pay Social Security.
All that stuff. And that covers that covers your part of it too. Gail, give us that website again, please.
Team, TEAM, DoubleClick.com.
Gail Buskey, that's with a Buskey with an E on the end. Thanks for being here, Gail. We'll see you next time.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.